This is part of the 12-day series by Basingstoke and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. I've been reading this series and fulfilling a lot of podfic bingo squares. I do have a read while laughing square, though I don't know how easy it is to laugh on command, so... On the 12th day... "We should rename the band," Joe said. "Fuck you. I just made the shirts." That was a whole afternoon with John's art student girlfriend, a stack of pizza boxes for stencils, and spray paint. It was still sneezing orange. "We already changed our name to Rabbit. We're Rabbit. We're done." "No, I'm thinking of something better." "Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you." Billy passed Joe the joint and listened to the transcendent racket John was making downstairs. The floor was vibrating the mattress under Billy's ass. The cracked plaster shifted and fell away from the wall at the window frame, landing by the mattress in a puff of dust. Billy and Joe were stretched out crosswise in the square of sunlight from the window. "How the fuck many records does John have going?" Joe asked. Smoke oozed out of his mouth with every word. Billy shifted. The wacky weed and the magic fingers were waking his dick up. He pulled Joe's arm over to his mouth and took another hit, holding the smoke in his chest for a minute before answering. "I think everyone's record player and his radio and my radio and..." A beer bottle full of cigarette butts rattled along the floor and Joe kicked it into the corner. Billy rubbed his lips idly. "I don't know. A shitload of tape players that they found somewhere. His girlfriends, her friends... I think a dozen." 12 sources, all playing at once, shuffled through their gig amps at maximum volume. 12 songs, some loud, some soft. 12 voices fighting and giving way. 12 drum beats blending into something like an earthquake's heartbeat. Billy felt like he was floating on the music ocean. The sound was so big it was solid. "He's fucking crazy. He's trying to find the source of all music," Billy said, becoming convinced for a moment that John was a genius. John was fucking crazy, sure, but it was crazy in a way that made sense, that was real. Some kind of crooning chick crap landed on the octave with a rolling scream and Joe's whole face twitched. For a second, he looked like his dad, so Billy had to laugh. That would piss him off so much to know that. So, so much. "Yes, Billiam?" Joe focused back on him, intent and fierce like himself again. Billy thought about Joe Dick putting on a tie and selling prescription laxatives with his dad downtown, and started laughing. Oh man, so hard that he fell onto his back and pounded his fist on the blanket. Joe Dick. Dicky Joe. "Billy, it's contagious," Joe lurched up over him, kneeling over Billy's hips and cupping his face in his hands. "He's making you insane. Making you insane. Ugh." And Billy laughed, laughed, couldn't stop, and Joe shook Billy's head back and forth like a terrier, until the wall of music kicked up with Vivaldi so distorted that it sounded like a train passing. Then Joe screamed again and rolled them over and off the end of the mattress onto a pile of shirts on the floor, where he shouted and flayed like a fish, and Billy snickered hysterically, his face squished into Joe's skinny chest. "My blood is boiling! I'm going mad!" Joe grabbed Billy's ass and ground against him, zipper against zipper. Billy punched him a couple of times because that hurt, but then their legs lined up, and it was like he was bobbing up and down again on the music ocean. Vivaldi was duking it out with the cramps and some 70s ball rock so loud it was like a big fuzzy blanket instead of a sound, and Joe had his arms and his legs wrapped around him and his eyes staring into him and his dick drilling into his hip. And he was stoned. He closed his eyes and let Joe rock him around. "Billy, Billy, I got something to ask you." Joe rolled him over and chewed on his ear. "Oh, fucker." Billy's eyes flew open and he yanked on Joe's hair. "Will you be my girlfriend?" Joe asked breathlessly. "No, but you can suck my dick," Billy offered. Joe bit his cheek and then his lip and then it was like a kiss. And Billy hooked a leg up around Joe's waist, and that was pretty good. Then the music got out, song after song dropping in quick succession into silence. John wailed plaintively. "Fucking pigs! Pipe shouted. Oh, shit, Billy said, and Joe rolled off him and laughed until the cops came in to arrest them for being pains in the ass. The end. Conway laughing was a strange experience, and something I will not be doing again.